Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this July 23rd, 2025. Have your host, James, here. We're joined by our wonderful friends from the ODC. We got Lisa Rouse with us right now. Lisa, how you been?
I'm good.
Good to have you here. Thanks for being here. Always appreciate the time. A big shout out to everybody over there at the ODC. Not only everybody working, but of course, all of our friends over there and the clients and everybody that we love hanging out with. It's fun to hang out with you, Lisa, kind of one-on-one. We're able to really lock in on some of these events coming up. And all of these events are fun. They're exciting. They're for so many people in our community. I want everybody to keep in mind as well that these are great resources, not only to find out more about the ODC, but also ways you can impact the ODC and help out things at the ODC and be a partner and a friend with the ODC. I cannot encourage that enough, no matter who you are listening. Lisa, let's start with the event, you know, and you got this in order. I love how you did that. The sensory skate is going on tomorrow. I wanted to touch on this one with you.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention because it is coming up tomorrow. So our sensory-friendly event, it's a roller skating event at Skate City. We do this with low lights, music isn't as loud, lots of sensory-friendly activities to do. If going skating on a Saturday night is just a little too much for you with all of the people and all of the noise and all of the flashing lights, this is a much more subdued version of getting out there and skating. I remember doing that in the 80s. Like, that was what we did. We went out and skated at Skate City. So you can do that in a much more subdued atmosphere for those for sensory friendly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow out at Skate City from 10:30 to 1:30. The pricing is $7 per person, and that includes your admission, it includes your skate rental, and get this, an hour of unlimited pizza and soda.
That's that right there alone makes me want to go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also a child of the 80s, Lisa. And like you, also spent a lot of time skating, especially at Skate City.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a side note, I'm so happy that Skate City's up and running, still going strong and everything. I think that's really, really cool that it is.
Yeah.
And I love that the only thing that makes it cooler is them working with the ODC like they do. And another a number of other nonprofits that they've worked with over the years in town. I think that's really cool to see. But speaking to when I was a kid and roller skating and some of that, it's when I first started to realize that I had light sensitivity and my eyes are light sensitive. And it could be a little bit daunting, a little difficult, especially sometimes when you're going in, you're in the darkness and you come out to the light or any of those things. But that's while I don't make light of that or anything, no pun intended, I didn't mean to do that. I use that as a loose example of what it can be like for individuals that are struggling much more with those things to the things that you were touching on before. I think most average people struggle with this at times, let alone when we have somebody who is been diagnosed or has a much more a much serious more degrees of this. And I think there's a lot more. In fact, I know there's a lot more people out there than may know about this as well. So it's just as important that the event goes on, as well as we share the event and let people know about it. And this show is really good at that, I think. But we know that the word of mouth, it goes so much farther.
Yeah, it does.
So everybody out there listening, make sure that everybody knows about this one, because I think you'd be surprised how many people would really could really benefit from this. Mm-hmm. For every person you might be thinking of, there's probably somebody that you might not think of that would be a part of this. I'm saying this because in part I was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this. I think this is the second year this is going on.
Yeah.
We talked about it last year. We've talked about it a little bit in the times that ODC has joined us before. Last time we were with us and we got to hang out and talk about it. And it was only up until last night, and I'm prepping for this interview, and I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I've got light sensitivity. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that would have been benefited by this as a kid and everything. And that's just kind of on one end of things.
Right.
So there's so many people that could really benefit from something like this, along with having a darn good time. It's going to be a great time. You can't have a bad time at Skate City.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
When there's soda and pizza besides. And you don't have to have those sensitivities to come out. Like, come out and enjoy it. And to your point, like, when I was a kid and tried to do the moving lights and on wheels, it would throw off my balance.
Mm.
So, and I'm going to mention that because you don't have to skate while you're there. Like, if mm-hmm. I go there, I'm going to be probably walking around mm-hmm. Because I don't do so well with my balance. So you don't have to have those sensitivities in order to come out and enjoy it. Just enjoy the time, get to know some of the other people there, and just enjoy the event in, like I said, a little bit more subdued atmosphere.
I think that's such a really cool thing to bring up, Lisa. It's really cool, first off, that it's open to everybody.
It is.
I think that's really awesome to do. I think that the layers to that are noteworthy. One, individuals, kids get to see kids or hang out with kids that maybe they wouldn't know otherwise,
right.
or just don't get to see that often, especially in summer. That's fantastic. I know that we, as adults, we might think that social media has changed all that. It hasn't really changed it that much. These kids still don't get to see each other very often,
I agree.
The idea of a child that maybe doesn't have some of these sensitivities and a child who does, and them being in the same place, having fun together, doing the same things. As a kid, again, another thing we forget the older we get of how hard it is to feel normal, you know, how hard it is to feel like you fit in some of those things, and seeing kids of different types, you know, however you want to word that, getting to hang out with others. It's a big deal. That's awesome right there in general. And I also think that people might take in this event and realize, oh, I like this a lot more. Even if you don't have any sensitivities to what Lisa's saying there, you might be like, oh, this is a lot better. I like this a lot more and everything. It's a wonderful time. And one more time, Lisa, the time and date of this.
So tomorrow, Thursday, July 24th, from 10:30 to 1:30. Again, $7 to get in. If you don't skate, I think it's $4. So if you don't need skates, it's $4. But again, $7 to get in, and that covers your time there, your skate rental, and then, again, an hour of unlimited pizza and soda.
Yeah, I appreciate you getting that back. I was going to tag it if you didn't. That was good.
Important stuff.
It really is. And Lisa, also wanted to mention the blood drive that is coming up over at the ODC as well. This is another way of the ODC putting into our community, helping us out, and hosting a great event.
Yeah, again, that is coming up Wednesday, August 13th. That starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It runs until 3. We do have a lot of people come, like, on their lunch hours. You can sign up ahead of time, although they're very good about if you come in, you can just get in. But they'd really like you to set up ahead of time on the American Red Cross blood drive. I think there's a site for that.
Yeah.
Just to set up ahead of time, and so that they know who's coming and that they're prepared.
Yeah.
With all the needs we have, you look at Texas and some of the superstorms we've had this year, the blood supply is very low. And we hear that all the time. But this makes it super convenient. We're right in the middle of town, pretty close to just about anybody. So we try to make it easy and convenient for you to come out and donate.
I mentioned this a number of times, and I will always, as long as I'm on the air, I'm going to talk about it when it comes to blood drives. There are a lot of people who enjoy superhero movies and comic books. I'm one of them. I love them all. It also looks exhausting. We're coming up with a nickname or a catchphrase, the tights, the cape, all of it. You could be a superhero just by donating blood.
All you need to do is walk through the door.
All you got to do. You don't have to do that. All the good names are taken. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine trying to come up with a new superhero right now.
Right.
Just do this and you're covered. And not only that, but you're helping out. One thing I like to touch on, strangers helping strangers.
Yeah.
This is a big one right here with this. But it's not just local strangers. But to Lisa's point, the other things that are being affected in our country, just right now as of this recording, who knows what might come up in the next month or two or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Also something you touched on I really appreciate is the you know, how in need we are of these things. We've been talking since the beginning of last summer of how low they are on supplies and polentas and all these things, and we're still in just as more in need now. When you can donate, when you can be a part of things like this, you're not only able to help out, you know, your fellow Americans and your fellow people here, but you're also doing something that not everybody can do. There are a lot of people out there that I talk to that would like to donate that just medically cannot, you know, for various reasons, of course, and everything, but would love to. So you're really embracing and doing something that is incredible work. And you, again, don't need a cape. You don't have to. The cape seems very uncomfortable to me. I don't think I could do that part. One more time, when is the time and dates of this?
Yeah, so that's coming up August 13th. That's a Wednesday, August 13th, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. right at ODC. ODC. You can come right in the doors, and it takes place in our lunchroom. That's where they set up. And if you give anytime between August 1st to August 28th, you'll also be getting a $15 e-gift card. Mm. If the snacks that they don't get, that they give you, aren't enough,
yeah, right.
A little extra incentive is an e-gift card to a merchant.
The cookie you get afterwards, it's one of the greatest cookies ever have. I don't know what they do, where they get them, but yes, they're awesome. It's a great note. And we'll be talking about that event as we get closer to it on our morning shows and here on this show as well. As we're speaking with Lisa Rouse from the ODC and getting ready to wrap things up, we end on a big one. One of our favorite events, not just here at the studios, but here in this community. Run, Walk, and Roll is coming up, Lisa.
Right. So super excited about this event. Taking place again for our second year out at Rooted in Red, the Cranberry Farm and event space. At Rooted in Red, they're such great partners with us, and we so appreciate the venue that they provide for us, the fields that you can walk around. They do so much work to make this all-inclusive, so they grade a number of paths, so if you want to come out, run, walk, and roll, you can do that. You can bring your strollers, wheelchairs, all of that. And if you're not able to walk or roll around the Cranberry Marshes, they also provide wagon rides for those attending. So I can't say enough about Rooted in Red and their partnership. Mm-hmm. We so appreciate them. So the end of August, Saturday, August 23rd, that's coming up. The Run, Walk, and Roll starts at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come out and walk around the Cranberry Fields. They have a number of different paths marked out for different times and different mileage. Come out and enjoy the beauty out there, and then rock with us starting at 4 o'clock.
Two of my favorite bands going to be down there, Antoinette, Southbound.
Yeah,
got some great music, some of our greatest bands in this area.
They are
playing. Wagon rides are also going to be available, it looks like.
Yeah, wagon rides are from 3 until, I think they run them from 3 until 6, don't. It depends. From 3 until 6, they run those. And again, what a great way to get your family on a wagon and just ride around the bogs and look at the beauty out there at Rooted in Red.
I love it. And we don't have enough opportunities for wagon rides anymore. Not enough people are doing them and everything. That's really cool. Along with, we're going to feed you. There are going to be food trucks down there as well. And yes, there will be a raffle.
You can.
I don't believe that in Wisconsin you can put on an event like this without a raffle. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in the bill. Like one of the bills.
Always has to be a raffle.
Yes.
Yes. I agree. That's somewhere in the bylaws in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Is that there has to be a raffle involved whenever you bring people together.
I appreciate you bringing up Rooted in Red as well, because great people over there, and any chance to shout them out. They do so much things like this
they
in the
do.
Area.
Yeah.
And all of this it's such a fun event. It's got to be one of the more fun events that we can have in this area, and we all look forward to. But I do want to remind everybody that this is all for a really important good cause as well. It helps the team at the ODC continue to do the vital work that they're doing in our community.
Right. So I really want to let people know a couple of things. Number one, this is free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to cost you anything to come. But we do use it as a fundraiser. So I have to really give a shout out to the sponsors that help us put this on. So we have some really, really great sponsors. If you go to odc.com and look at our events page, you'll see all of our sponsors listed there. We're still looking for a couple more. And what's amazing about sponsorships is they don't have to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can give something small or help us make a raffle basket or provide a raffle basket for these very awesome raffles that are required in the state of Wisconsin. So we'll have raffle baskets there. We're going to have some large raffle prizes. We're going to have a 50-50 raffle, and that is our way of raising funds. But you don't have to do any of those things. You can just come out and enjoy it. But this is a fundraiser for ODC. It's all-inclusive, which means there's going to be a number of our ODC clients there. And what a great way to interact with them in a really low-key, laid-back family atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Make sure to make plans for this Saturday, August 23rd, 3 to 9. This will be taking place, Run, Walk, and Roll. Join them at Rooted in Red Cranberry Farm for this event. We'll be talking about this one and building it up more and more as we get closer to it. And Lisa, if people have follow-up questions, would like to know more about some of what we got to talk about today, is there a good way to reach out to you?
Yeah, so my phone number at ODC is 715-818-6 1-800-273-4443. And you can also email me at lrose@odcinc.com.
And that website, be sure to bookmark that, odcinc.com. It's a great way to keep up to date and everything they're doing over there and help promote some of the things they're doing from over there. Find them on social media as well. I have a wonderful Facebook page. Encourage you to subscribe to and keep up the things that way. Lisa, say hi to everybody over there for us. Thanks for the time.
I will. Thank you.
And thank you for the time, everybody. We appreciate you joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, probably brought to you by Crockett Septic.